This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Alaska Native tribes are pushing back on the Trump administration's plan to fully roll back the roadless rule in Alaska's Tungus National Forest. Jacob Resnick reports.
The roughly 17 million acres in southeast Alaska make up the largest national forest in the U.S. It's home to the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian peoples who rely on it for subsistence. Tribes were particularly vocal about keeping the national forest intact.
We really don't want any more industrial logging.
Joel Jackson is president of the Organized Village of Cake.
Old growth timber areas provide for us going out to gather berries and our medicines and also hunt the deer and moose in our area.
The Forest Service received around 411,000 comments, most of them urging it to keep the roadless rule protections in place. Alaskans in public hearings also overwhelmingly delivered the same message. Jackson says the agency was just going through the motions over the past 2 years.
I felt like they didn't really listen, and it turned out they didn't.
The agency was listening to some. Emails obtained through the Freedom of Information Act revealed an Alaska timber trade group sat in on a telephone call between Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue last year. The call had been arranged by a D.C. timber industry lobbyist. That revelation angered tribal leaders. President Joel Jackson says attempts at meeting the agriculture secretary in D.C. were rebuffed.
They're just a timber association, and the tribes are sovereign nations, every one of us. So that really upset me that we were brushed aside.
Ecologists are alarmed at the prospect of as much as 168,000 acres of old-growth trees could eventually be logged. The forest is a carbon sink whose importance, they say, can't be understated.
The Tungus is the last temperate rainforest that is actually the lungs of the United States now.
Once the rule is finalized next month, it won't be simple to reverse. A future presidential administration would need to restart the multi-year rulemaking process to restore protections to Tungus National Forest. For National Native News, I'm Jacob Resnick in Juneau, Alaska.
The Pascua-Yaqui tribe in southern Arizona has sent a demand letter to its county recorder as it attempts to reinstate the early voting site within its reservation before the upcoming election. Emma Gibson with Arizona Public Media has more.
The Pima County Recorder's Office informed the tribe it would be closing the site within its 2,000-acre reservation near Tucson about a month before the 2018 primary election. Over the last 2 years, Pascua-Yaqui leaders like Tribal Council member Herminia Frias have tried to advocate, negotiate, and gather support to make early voting easier for members living in the reservation.
I don't understand how we continue to have this issue in this day where early voting, where it's supposed to be accessible, is not.
Voting advocates say those living in the reservation have lower car ownership than the general public. So a trip to the closest early voting site now means 2 hours on public transportation. The tribe's chairman says by denying members in the reservation a convenient place to vote early, the recorder's actions are as good as voter suppression. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
Throughout Pima County, early voting begins as early as next week. Leaders of three Native organizations will provide updates to U.S. lawmakers on COVID-19 response in Indian Country. A hearing is scheduled Wednesday in a subcommittee of the House Appropriations Committee to gather testimony from witnesses with the National Congress of American Indians, the National Indian Health Board, and the National Council of Urban Indian Health. The hearing will be live streamed. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Vision Maker Media's first Indigenous Online Film Festival, an online 5-week-long celebration of American Indian, Alaska Native, and worldwide Indigenous films from August 31st to October 5th at visionmakermedia.org.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on distance learning at aihec.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.